Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Welcome to the show. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He's an award-winning journalist. He's the author of a number of books on small business, especially focused on being a micropreneur, and he's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back.
Always great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Jeff, when I started my business the same year you did in 89, my small business, I had just gotten fired, basically. and I sat down and I designed a business card that said Jim Blasingame and Associates. I created a consulting company at that 5 minutes after I got fired. I said, I don't want to go looking for a job. I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so I started, and I wrote down, I came up with the idea of Jim Blasingame and Associates. And my associates were my Macintosh and my laser printer.
There you go. Absolutely.
So I was a party of one. And I'm not sure whether they qualify as a half or a fourth or you know, some other flora or fauna, but they were my associates, and it was that way for about three years.
Right, absolutely. We went through the same thing. There you go. And you know, party of one, party of many. I always told people, you know, whether it's and associates, you know, incorporated, you answer the phone, you say, we'll get to that. It's all a matter of how you position yourself and how you know, what's behind the curtain or how you're floating the smoke and mirrors out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, joking aside, and I like how I was sort of teased up early on, you know, the small businesses, one and a half, you know, mm-hmm. you know, one employee, one and a half employee, you know, it depends on which of me shows up. You know, I could be civil and it could be 16 employees one day. But, you know, one of the employees that always, you know, one of the employees that you have to make sure is on board is the employee that handles wears a different hat. So you may be the one who's producing the work, marketing the work, you know, dealing with customers, or in many cases, you know, doing the bean counting and the collections. You know, we deal with that a lot, and how to make sure that you have customer relations going on, but your customer relations includes getting paid and making sure that your customers are on your side and, you know, mm-hmm. issuing checks when they should.
So what you're saying is even if you're the one, you're really one of many inside of that one. As we've talked about before, while I would go sell a job, I'd go sell a client on some work, which would be pretty involved, and it would take all of me to do that work, and I'd do the work, deliver it, get paid, and then I'd say, "Where's my next job?"
Right. Absolutely.
My marketing person, which was also me, should have been working while I was doing the work.
And you know what? Such is the curse of the small business owner, the home-based business owner, the soloist out there, where, you know, we get so, when times get slow, we throw a lot of hooks in the water, you know, to mix our metaphors. We throw a lot of hooks in the water. We see what we can turn up. And then, God forbid, two hooks some big fish. And then we end up having to deliver a lot of work, and then we stop doing as much marketing. We pull in some of those hooks so we can handle the work we have. Then that work's delivered. Then we got to put more hooks out. You know, it's a vicious cycle. But
you know,
it's the nature of the beast.
When you and I were starting out, if we wanted to grow, there wasn't that much in the way of resources that would help us grow incrementally. I mean, one of the things I did was within about 2 years, I moved to an executive suite environment. I moved out of my home base into an executive suite downtown because my clients wanted me to do that. It made them queasy that I was working out of my home, believe it or not.
Right.
And so they were coming to my office more and more. They didn't want to come to my home. They wanted to come to an office. And so I had to move downtown. And what I wound up doing was sharing a receptionist, sharing, you know, somebody. So I had a half a person, so to speak,
right,
in the form of that. But in those days, that's about all you had. Today, wow, with the technology, with the freelancers that are available, the all the different people you can. I mean, there's a whole, as you know, Jeff, there's a whole industry of people who will work for you by the hour that you'll never meet them.
Right. Absolutely. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's funny. I've gone through three or four new client meetings recently. And in like three of them, you know, and not all of them, but most of them, they said, oh, do you know this other gentleman, you know? And I said, yeah, I know him. And, or I'll see on their, on something they're doing that a document, it's actually, he's a graphic artist, and it came from him. I'm said, like, this guy's name keeps popping up all over the place, and he lives near me, we've worked together. I mean, when you get to a certain level, no matter where you are, sometimes the names show up,
right.
And you can see that this community, whatever community you're in, if you're at a certain level, the community gets kind of small in a positive sense. There's mm-hmm. a certain number of vendors who work at that level. And, you know, so this guy Aaron's name keeps showing up in all the bids I'm going to and the prod new work I'm doing. And so I reached out to him this week and I said, you know, I've never directly worked together before. We've spoken on the phone. We've collaborated on projects. You know, we need to get together because it's really a small world. And it's only it can seem a small world, but it's only, you can make it even smaller.
So now you're talking about moving the other half person from being a freelancer or a part-time employee to maybe an alliance, some kind of
an alliance, a collaborator,
kind of,
an ally in the marketplace, so that when you need graphics, you know, in my case, when I need graphics, I'll turn to Aaron.
Even though you may compete on one job, you may be a partner on the other. Another
we
job.
Could be, you know, or yeah. or more than compete, because I'm words in this instance, I'm words and he's graphics and
right.
art. You know, we wouldn't necessarily compete, but he may have somebody he wants more for a certain job. It's like mm-hmm. you know, it's like when you're a coach of a football team, again, getting into metaphors. You might have three running backs.
Well,
you might
then,
have
but then he, but
fullbacks.
You guys become each other's marketing
absolutely
person in
absolutely
that case, don't you?
But you have to make sure that you nurture those relationships.
But it's all about unfocusing your eyes a little bit and not requiring the world to look the way you think it should look, but unfocus your eyes a little bit and allow the world to come in as it is.
Absolutely. You know, it plays into metaphor of if you're a carpenter, you know, if the only tool you have is a hammer, then all the world is
everything
a nail.
Looks like
you've got to open
nail.
Your toolbox a little bit more.
Exactly. Hey, Jeff, give us the website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
He and I will be right back. Jeffrey Zavar, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.